Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, as we were saying earlier on, Minister Eamon Ryan is to step down as the leader of the Green Party. He's going to make the announcement we're expecting after a meeting of the Cabinet, which is underway at the moment. For more on this now, I'm joined by Oisin Coughlan, who's Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth. Oisin, good morning to you. What's your reaction to this news?
Well, this is a surprise. It came out of the blue. I don't know if I have more information in that case. I can give you my reaction to his time as minister. He's been minister for 8 years now, for Minister for Energy. But it's a total surprise.
But I suppose we were looking at seat losses when it comes to Europe, a reduction by half in their local council seats. So there are some now who would look at this decision and say maybe there was an inevitability to it. But let's examine his legacy as leader of the Green Party. What does he leave behind?
So as I said, he was minister for 8 years, 4 years from 2007 to 2011, and now 4 years again now as Minister for Energy. And that's been a very consequential time. There's no doubt that he has changed energy policy really significantly and climate policy. So the last time around, he was the minister who set a target of 40% of our electricity becoming from renewables. And it was seen as out there. It was technically feasible, but politically and socially and economically seen as out there. And to be fair to the ESB and to the electricity companies, they stepped up and delivered. He wasn't in government or even in parliament for most of that time, but he set that target and showed that stretch targets that our system, both our political system and our economic system, can respond. And obviously this time around, the most consequential thing is the climate law, the Change Management Climate Law, which had all party support, but has totally changed the rules of the game around climate policy across government and across the political system, mm-hmm. and will be his lasting legacy. And obviously yesterday we saw the Nature Restoration Law. We know that behind the scenes, he has done a lot of work over the last months after that first vote in the council didn't happen, to try to get a majority, and they got over the line yesterday. That is very significant. And he played a role last year as well for the European Union in the COP as on the loss and damage. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if we see him again in some international role in climate in the coming time. I don't think we've seen the last of him.
Okay, well, the suggestion is that he might stay on as minister, but you're saying his career now might take him beyond these shores.
Well, look, one way or the other, this government has somewhere between, I don't know, 3 months and 9 months to go. He won't be minister for much longer. Maybe he remains as minister while the Greens choose a new leader. I don't know how that's going to work. But certainly his time as minister is coming to an end. And it's his ministerial contribution that I'm most capable of commenting on. And I think it would be seen as very consequential in terms of the new transition. Back 15 years ago or so, he was talking about the fact we needed a Whittaker-style plan for the transition, the energy transition. And I think he has put in place some of the building blocks of the transition. We're going to continue to see the transition is inevitable to renewables, and he's laid some of the foundations with his colleagues in government over the last 4 years.
Clearly very well regarded at EU level as well. Lead negotiator for the EU at COP27, at COP28, as I think you mentioned there, Oisin. So you can see where his career might progress once this government cycle ends.
Yes, I mean, I think when he became the negotiator on loss and damage, it was partly because when he looked around the room, he saw he was, you know, kind of by dint of being a veteran, one of the longest people there with experience, and that with the help of the Irish diplomatic corps, they delivered a really solid result on loss and damage. So he has a very high reputation across the European Union ministers and apparatus. So I have no idea what he's going to do next or why he's decided to make this decision now, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if in the coming years we see him in some European role in the public policy space.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know that things were fractious within the government between the coalition parties, particularly once the votes were cast. And we know that Eamon Ryan was asked by some of his candidates to speak to the other leaders about how they were treated during that campaign. I know Regina Doherty's comments were sort of top of the pile, really, when it came to her referring to the Greens as being autocratic. Mm-hmm. How do you think that impacted this decision or the relationship within the coalition?
Well, from what I've heard, the relations inside the coalition have been very good. I mean, the relations the leaders had, and I say this from reading media reports, not from insider information, but they just were a very solid partnership, the three party leaders. Obviously, the election campaign was very fractious, and some of the stuff was a bit mad. I mean, comparing Dublin to Berlin because of a few bicycle lanes was certainly out there. I don't know if that's played any role in this question. We saw what a change of leadership did for Fine Gael in the elections. I don't know if that's part of the calculation. We'll have to wait and see. I don't know who the obvious people to take his place are either in the Green Party. I don't even know how that works now that when they're in government. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, Oisin, I'm sure we'll hear from Eamon Ryan in the next little while, but thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That's Oisin Coughlan, and that is the main news. As we come up to 12 o'clock, Eamon Ryan is to step down as leader of the Green Party.